following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Loper baseball coach Damon Day, with us in studio, and he's full of news. He's got all kinds of news for us today, which is great. But a lot of cool things have been happening on. We've been pounding wrestling here. We're getting into basketball. We got duels going on. I just got one thing to say: Max Ayoub.
Max Ayoub.
That's all I got to say. Max
Ayoub.
Just because his dad works at the Grand Island Independent, that has nothing to do with it. Max Ayoub.
Max Ayoub was a man for us this weekend.
Max Ayoub.
I think he hit about 385, four home runs, a rare inside the park home run, which I probably shouldn't have sent him, but he was going way faster between second and third, and then he kind of hit the wall. And then made a great slide to make an inside the park home run. But no, just a great weekend from him, and honestly, a great weekend for our baseball team to go down to Central Oklahoma, one of the team's top teams in the region, on their yard, and win 3 out of 4, and kind of do it in some very competitive situations. Kind of have to answer back for some things, and made a key error late, and found a way to win. It was just a really, really good weekend for Loper baseball, and extraordinarily proud of Max, and because he really hadn't had any big weekends for us. He kind of, you know, he'd have a good game here, have a good game there, but he really put it together for 4 games. And him, and I would also be remiss if I didn't bring up Dylan Schroeder, had a huge weekend for us as well. And so it was good to see those two seniors really pace us this past weekend.
Max Ayoub
is a Grand Island native, which we won't hold against him here in Kearney, but he's a really feel good story because he's made himself into quite a baseball player. He's always been a great athlete, but you're really starting to see him turn himself into a very, very special baseball player. And so no one deserves it any more than him, just based upon work ethic and character. And so real happy for him to have such a big weekend when our team needed it.
Of course, I'm expecting during the next hour that the MIAA Player of the Week will be announced. I haven't seen that yet. We've already got the Basketball Player of the Week, the Tennis Player of the Week. We'll see if we get the Baseball Player of the Week.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's probably a good chance that we won't, just because the MIAA office is completely incompetent in how they go about the majority of their decisions when it comes to baseball. So anything that is a clear, you know, anybody who would have that big of an impact on a weekend, they will give it to some other guy who, you know, so.
Hopefully they're deserving, whoever it is. Hey, coming up on the program today, Sean Callahan of Husker Online will join us. He is making his trip through the Tri-Cities with his spring promotion. He is at the Lark in Hastings tonight, Cunningham's in Kearney Wednesday, Bandits in Grand Island on Thursday. So if you get a chance, go out and take a look at the film of all the kids that have signed, the walk-ons, the scholarship players. Ask your questions. Spring ball, really our first chance to talk, or your first chance as fans to talk to Sean face-to-face since the coaching change. There's been a lot that's been going on. So Sean was in McCook last night. He'll be through the Tri-Cities. He's been looking at some high school kids from the area. I know he was at Grand Island Northwest yesterday, among the many schools. So we'll talk with Sean coming up in our next segment. Later on, We're going to catch up with Tri-City Storm head coach Jim Holton. They have made a trade, their biggest home weekend of the year, because they're taking on number one in Sioux City is this weekend. They continue to play pretty solid hockey, and we'll talk with Coach Holton coming up on the show today. Our Cunningham's Comedy Clip, your first chance to get a listen to our comedy clip and a chance to win a pair of tickets to Thursday night's comedy show going on at Cunningham. So that's all coming up in the program here today. But because it's you, Damon Day, Tommy, you know what was 35 years ago today? Sports, 35 years ago today. Probably a year before you were born.
You believe in miracles?
It was You Believe in Miracles, but...
The gold medal game?
This was the gold medal game. The comeback against Finland. One of the great trivia... deals, as many people now, I think it's been hammered in long enough that the win over Russia was not the
right.
gold medal game. They had to beat Finland in the gold medal game.
They had to come from behind to do it again.
Sunday morning to do it, yeah. Yes. So this is the 35th anniversary of beating the Finns.
That's good trivia.
The Finns have been beaten a lot, by the way. Finland, Dolphins, they've been beaten a lot.
I think that's an underhanded comment towards your Wednesday co-host, Randy Bushcutter.
There are a lot of Dolphin fans. That's all I'm saying. A lot of Dolphin fans.
Big news out of MLB. Jabba Chamberlain has signed with the Detroit Tigers. So excited for him. Congratulations to him. It's something that I know kind of been in the works for a while now, and good to see him finally there. And ain't it amazing how fast that all happens? He's already... passed his physical, threw his first bullpen, did PFPs, and then they just announced today that he's a Detroit Tiger again. So I know that there was a lot that went into that decision-making process, and excited for him to get it going again with the Tigers. So I love it just because it's in the Central.
Have you spoke with him, or was it more texting and tweeting?
No, I spoke with him last week. I was like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, don't worry, coach. We got this all taken care of. And I think he was really just more so looking for the comfort. So I think this had been something that had been going on, you know, probably for the last 6 to 8 weeks. And then they finally kind of all got together and made it happen. So I'm glad for him.
Yeah.
So it's good for him. I'm glad he's staying in the Central. You know, because you get to see a lot of the games and do those types of things. So, you know.
Yeah, it's good for Jabba Chamberlain re-signing with the Detroit Tigers. One-year deal?
I believe so.
I'll have to double-check. You just kind of threw that at me when we got the show started here. Also, hey, your home opener's this weekend.
Yeah. And I'd like to announce at this time that the University of Nebraska home opener has been canceled.
Flat canceled?
We're going to Tahlequah.
Yeah.
But there'll be no home games this weekend at Memorial Field.
That was an easy call.
It's unfortunate. I mean, it's frustrating and unfortunate. It's all the different acronyms that you can, or excuse me, adjectives that you can use to explain the situation. But
now this is their home field? Is Tahlequah Northeastern?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got it. Yeah, we do what's called the flip. So we're planning on leaving here Friday morning to go down there and see what we can get in, because the weather doesn't look great down there. But, you know, they're in the same boat as wanting to try to get as many conference games in. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, like I said, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into this. I think that there's a genuine feeling of despair amongst the baseball coaches that we've just kind of been put in a really bad position by the MIAA and the commissioner's office and the MIAA by starting these conference games so early in the season. And I think that, unfortunately, you know, we don't really feel like we have much say in the matter. And, you know, hopefully that this will start a dialogue, because now last weekend, four teams didn't get in. And now they're talking about the whole entire MIAA, except for a handful of schools getting games in. So now you're looking at schools already losing 8 to 10 games. And it's a frustrating thing for baseball coaches, because administrators are quick to say, oh, well, we'll just cancel. It's a little harder to have to look your guys in the face and be like, hey, we're going to have to cancel games, because we feel like, as a baseball staff and whatnot, you know, our kids work just as hard as everyone else, and you don't see them canceling other. And I get it, it's outdoors and all those types of things, but I think we can do a better job. You know, if we're truly about student-athlete experience, and that's what the MIAA likes to pride themselves on, I think we could do some things better to make that a better student athlete experience. For example, the University of Nebraska Kearney now will go on the road for, I think, 16 of their first 20 games. You know, and so hopefully the weather clears up a little bit, and So it definitely is frustrating from a coaching standpoint. I know our players are frustrated because they want to play at home. But it's the, you know, you deal with what you can control, and we're off to Tahlequah.
They're doing pretty good, though.
Yeah, they are.
Start, we're off to a great from the start. First weekend. Yeah. After the last two weekends have been solid.
You know, we didn't play very well at Metro State, and we didn't play very well at Colorado State Pueblo. Those are just two kind of, you know, pitch here or there, and you're winning ball games, and you're coming home 2-1. I mean, that's kind of the thing that really we've noticed with how competitive our schedule has been. It really comes down to a swing of the bat, a pitch here, a defensive play made there, and you know, when we've gotten those, we've come out on the winning end of some things, and when we haven't gotten those, we've fallen on the short side of some things. So I think that's normal when you play as tough a schedule as we have. Metro State's currently ranked in their region. Obviously, when we went down to Texas and played that schedule is there. Pueblo's currently ranked 22nd in the country, and then Central Oaks receiving votes in the region as well. So, you know, we've I don't think you could have found 14 tougher games to play with, and for us to be 8-6, I'm pretty proud of where we're at.
Looper coach Damon Day is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to take a break. Sean Callahan of Husker Online is set to join us. He'll be in Hastings tonight, the home of TNL Irrigation. And farmers, the 2015 irrigation season is almost here. Find out why so many growers are moving to TNL hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. Their superior reliability, low maintenance, safety issues, plus the simplicity of their hydraulic design. Just a few of the reasons why you should have a TNL hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation system in your field. Contact your local TNL dealer. If you're not sure who that is, or you're new to the area, say, hey, I'm moving in. We got some new land. Got to get TNL out there. Go to TLIRR.com and learn why TNL irrigation systems are like no other. We're back with Sean Callahan after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 46. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 29. For Wednesday, chance of rain and snow with a high near 42, and Wednesday night, a chance of flurries with a low near 8. Currently, it's 41.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Yeah, a little Charlie on this Tuesday morning. February the 24th. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, getting ready for Sean Callahan's smiling face to grace us through the Tri-Cities. Tonight at the Lark in Hastings, doors open at 6. Now, tickets are $11 because this goes to the booster clubs from Hastings, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, and it includes the meal. At our stops at Cunningham's and Bandits, it's free, and then you pay for your meal on your own. So basically, it's a wash, but the meal cater into the Lark in Hastings tonight. And Sean Callahan will be there early to make sure that he is all refreshed and ready to go. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How's things going?
Oh, good. I'm just leaving McCook. We had a full house last night here for our Husker event. I think we've done it out here now 8 years in a row. So once again, a real good turnout in McCook, and making my way to Kearney here as we speak.
Well, you obviously kind of double dip when you're doing this. As we talked last time, you'll be are stopping at as many high schools to try and get a feel from coaches and potential Division I recruits on how things are going into their senior year. Let's start there. Where are some of the stops? I saw you were at Northwest. Where are you going? Who are some of the kids in our area you're looking at?
Yeah, you know, Christian Ellsworth at Grand Island Northwest is definitely a quarterback on our radar, and you know, he's a guy I think that's obviously already gotten some attention. He's still going to, I think, have to kind of prove it at some different camps and things this summer for people to see him throw live. And that's usually how it is for quarterbacks. You know, I think he's got all the tools, but he'll need to go prove it at some places. You know, Hastings, St. Cecilia had a kid named Zach Kitten, big 6'5", tight end type guy. And I think he's got some potential down the road as well. Aurora has a couple of different guys there returning, a new coaching staff coming in, though, with Randy Hubert moving on. We swung by York. They've got a good group of kids, but, you know, all the rumbling out of York is they'll have a decent team, a good team next year, but the next couple of years down the road, their eighth, ninth graders coming up, they're going to really be a force to be reckoned with in Class B. So they're kind of a program to watch the next 3 or 4 years. Especially with Glenn Snodgrass there, as a lot of your listeners knew him from his time out at Overton.
Yeah, it's kind of getting to his boys' class already, the coach's kids coming along, so we all know the story there. Sean, they made it official this morning with the hiring of Nebraska's new assistant football coach, although reported many times over that Brian Stewart was coming in to replace Charlton Warren. So the staff, again, is complete. It sounds like Mac Brown's coming in for the coaches' clinic. Those are a couple of the stories out there with Nebraska football. What are you watching as we get close to spring ball?
Yeah, there. You know, I think practice starts in less than 2 weeks now, Saturday, March 7th. Just the overall vibe of everything, you know, just how things are structured and just the way they do things. You know, that's what's going to be interesting in its own sense, to see a new staff come in, and maybe some players are going to be playing different roles than what we've seen. There's so much intrigue for these first, you know, whatever, 4 or 5 practices. And the media is going to be able to see most of them. I think I was told 12 out of the 15 will be opened. I think the only ones we won't get to watch are the ones on Friday. And what media guy wants to work on a Friday night anyway? So we got a pretty good practice access, I think, for the spring. And we'll be able to see a lot and really know kind of what direction they're going to go at a lot of these different positions.
Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, but already schools will have the 2016 class kind of going here. And I know Coach Riley and his staff were working so hard to secure 2015. Where are we at with 2016?
Well, Nebraska has 3 commits, you know, all of them very good. John Reardon out of Iowa, Des Moines, his dad, Scott, played for Nebraska. Number one ranked guy in the state of Iowa. He's a 4-star. Brian Brokop out of Chicago, another offensive lineman. He's arguably the top offensive lineman in Illinois. So they've done really good. And that was all the previous staff of getting those guys. And then you have Jared Bubak out of Lincoln Christian, who right now today would probably be the number one ranked player in Nebraska. He just picked up an Arizona State offer this week as well. But, you know, I think they've got a good start. I think the spring game will be really the big event. You know, they need to get a lot of guys in. The atmosphere is going to be as good as we've seen for a spring game in a long time. I would guess 80,000 plus will be at the spring game, as I think around 50 or close to 50,000 seats probably have already been sold. I know about 10 days ago they were over the 40,000 mark. So the tickets have sold really well, and I think that will be an opportunity to just to get so many guys in and bring them in. They're also going to have a junior day Saturday, March 14th, and it looks like that's going to mainly just be in-state players.
Damon Day here, and with the loss of Coach Warren, it doesn't really, you know, what is the true story behind it? He's only there for 4 months. They celebrate how they're going to keep him from the holdover, and then the minute that he gets another opportunity to jump ship, it kind of seems like he took that opportunity. Was there an animosity thing, or was it just a better fit for him at North Carolina?
Well, I think mainly a better fit. Him and his wife are both from Atlanta, so where they're going to be at in Chapel Hill is about 5 hours away. And he's very close with Larry Fedora. He's worked with Larry and knows him very well. And Larry made a run at him in December, and Charlton kind of chose not to take it then. They made another run at him, and they gave him a 3-year guaranteed contract, which is rare for assistant coaches. Most places only do one. The high-profile places like Nebraska will do two. We've got 3 years for over $1 million of guaranteed money. It was a significant amount more than he was making at Nebraska. He was the low man on the totem pole as far as salary goes. And, he's got a lot of experience out there. I think people noticed what he was doing in recruiting. And Larry Fedora, made another run at him. And he's decided that for his family, this was probably the best move to make.
Talking with Sean Callahan of Husker Online. He'll be at the Lark in Hastings tonight, Cunningham's in Kearney on Wednesday, and Bandits in Grand Island on Thursday. Outside the box a little bit here, when we talked to Coach Shoemaker at Central Catholic last week when the Shrine Bowl rosters were announced, I thought that one of the interesting things is that Nebraska players, Huskers, can play in the Shrine game, which was kind of frowned upon, not just in Bo's staff, but before that as well with Callahan, and I'm not sure exactly how far back it went. But they said, hey, the coach got a hold of one of the coaches. They went down the wire, and they said, go ahead, play in the game.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, they moved this game up basically to cater to the Division I guys. It used to be mid-late July. Now it's the first Saturday in June. The very first year they did that, guys, Daniel Davey played, and so did David Sutton. They were scholarship Husker guys, and they played in the game, but they were very low-key. They didn't really have big roles. The next year we saw a number of other guys play that are now on scholarship, like Sam Foltz and Riker Fife and Brandon Riley and Andy Janovich. And you look at it, those guys all were scholarship guys, but not yet at the time. But it's great that both Michael Decker and Deshaun Neal are going to play in this game. If you go down our rankings for rivals, 7 of the Nebraska top 10 are playing. Johanna Gaifon, as I'm sure you guys know, would be playing, but he's going to be back in Africa visiting family. Cluster Johnson Jr., CJ, would also be playing in this game, but he's having shoulder surgery. The only other guy that could not play is Marquise Lewis. Because of the rule, Omaha North can only have 2 players. But realistically, Omaha North has 6 guys good enough to play in the Shrine Bowl, but they could only take 2. So they took Decker and Calvin Strong. So they did it right. I mean, the Shrine Bowl really got, I think, the best rosters we've seen. I do think the South team has a little bit more when you look at all those South Dakota State players. But the North team has Wyatt Mizur and Calvin Strong and Michael Decker. So that will be interesting to see those 2 great running backs play together on the same team.
And then NFL Combine was this weekend. It sounded like all the Husker boys, if you're not negative, you're positive. Kenny Bell really seemed to shine. Amir did what he was supposed to do. They still like Randy Gregory. Just some thoughts on that.
Yeah, Amir Abdullah ran. I mean, his 40 was 4.6 flat, which is solid. But it's his vertical and his agility, which were like number one for his position. 42.5-inch vertical is pro agility and 3-cone, and everything was outstanding. Obviously, the interview process, I think Kenny Bell really helped himself with his 40. Where he gets drafted, I don't know. I mean, will it be 5th round, 4th round, 6th round, somewhere in that range? Randy Gregory is a top 10, top 5 pick. I think Amir Abdullah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he fell in that second round, but I don't see him slipping past the 3rd round. if I were just to guess right now.
And for the folks that don't know, when it came to Amir, they do about 6-8 things, and he was 12th of the 40-yard dash, but first in vertical, broad, the three-cone, and the 20-yard shuttle. He was first out of all those running backs that were there in four of those seven categories. Sean, again, for the fans that have come out, they know what's going on, but what will you be doing at our three stops the next three nights?
Well, but, you know, with spring football coming and everything, obviously we'll give a little teaser on what's going on with the new staff and how things are going. And then I've got about a 30-35 minute film to show of the recruiting class. We'll show the film of those guys. And obviously I love to hear questions and what things people want to hear. And trust me, people will ask some tough ones. I got some pretty tough ones last night in McCook, and I do my best to hopefully give the answers, even if they're tough questions. But I enjoy doing it, and looking forward to the three events here in the Tri-Cities.
What was the toughest one?
There's an older guy in McCook that...
Imagine that, the old Husker fan. Why don't we use the fullback more?
His question, well, first of all, he said, was Mike Riley the best guy they could have hired? And then the other question he asked me was, why was his record not very good at Oregon State? And so, I mean, he was really trying to put me on the spot. But they're legitimate questions. I mean, those were questions that were asked when Mike Riley was hired. And, you know, I think naturally those are things people want to know. And people around here don't know much about Oregon State and what happened there and how things were.
From a Big Ten standpoint, obviously with Ohio State winning the national championship and Michigan making the big hire with Jim Harbaugh, and the fact that Mike Riley, there are so many questions around his success at Oregon State. Where do you think the Huskers kind of fit into the big picture of the Big Ten as far as relevance and notoriety? And are people paying attention? Or is this a time for the kind of the Huskers to build up some things and then kind of make a big splash this season?
Yeah, they're definitely, you know, they're not the front of the pack right now because of the Michigan news and the Ohio State thing. And, you know, for the success of the Big Ten, they need Michigan and Ohio State to be great. But on the other end, for Nebraska, they just have to win the division. I mean, that's what it comes down to. They need to get to a point where they can consistently win the Big Ten West, and it should happen. You look at the money and the resources and the stadiums and the history. Nebraska is far and away the number one team in the West, but they just haven't been able to consistently put it together, whether it's Minnesota or Wisconsin. And with the coaching change at Wisconsin, with Melvin Gordon finally gone, and some of the other key guys Wisconsin's had, I think the opportunity is right there for Nebraska to kind of grasp this Big Ten West division, and all the tough games for the most part are in Lincoln next year. Wisconsin, Iowa, Northwestern, Michigan State, they all come into Lincoln. It's a great home schedule. I mean, those four Big Ten games along with BYU coming in, five of your seven games are really, really good home games. And obviously the game at Miami, and the only real tough road game right now would be Minnesota. So I think it's a good schedule. It's a tough schedule. But all the tough games other than maybe Minnesota and Miami are all in Lincoln.
Sean, this comes from our Debt Popper inbox here. John and Carney says, ask Sean about the freshman thing in the Big Ten. Obviously the freshman eligibility that Mr. Delaney brought up.
You know, I would be shocked if that followed through. You know, as you've probably seen, a lot of the Big Ten coaches, I think in basketball particularly, are really being outspoken against it. I'm kind of surprised that the Big Ten did that, because obviously it could hurt them in recruiting just even right now. But I don't think it's an issue, and I don't think that will ever come to fruition.
And any new walk-ons since signing day?
None that we know of, just the group of 9 or 10. You know, I know the kid from Sutton, Noah Johnson, for whatever reason, they didn't have him on the initial list, but he was a walk-on. They announced him as well. He's also going to be in the Shrine Bowl. But I think the big thing now, Doug, is they want to go through spring ball. They want to see their numbers and then kind of see what attrition happens. And they might offer some later walk-on spots. But, you know, it's going to be tough to get anybody quality that late, and get, you know, somebody like that to come in after the fact, because most kids want to know what they're doing by signing day.
You ever been a part of a storm, of a court storming?
Trying to think. you know, that Nebraska basketball wasn't very good when I was in college. So,
I mean, I'll admit, I was.
Barry Collier was the coach, and they didn't have a lot of teams. So they stormed the court. I've been a part of some in high school when we made state and things like that. But, yeah, that was I could see where Bill Self's coming from. That was kind of not an ideal situation to be shoved up against a scores table like that at the end of the game.
Any more news for us, Sean, or do we have to wait till tonight and tomorrow and Thursday?
You know, probably I hope I can bring some wisdom out your way, but there's a lot of talent. I mean, I've been impressed with what I've seen around the state. Not mainly, I mean, this year we had a good idea, but I think down the road, the sophomore class, there's a lot of Division I talent brewing in the lower grades in the state. So it's been exciting to see. I know programs like Sydney and Scotts Bluff are also really going to be on a run here, and I expect them both to be powers in Class B in sports the next 2-3 years based on what I've been hearing about all the talent they're bringing up.
All right, Sean, safe travels. We'll see you at our three stops over the next 3 nights, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Looking forward to it.
Take care. Sean Callahan from Husker Online, huskeronline.com. The Lark in Hastings tonight, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, Cunningham's in Kearney. Thursday night, 6 o'clock, Bandits in Grand Island. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk some hockey with Jim Holton, and we'll talk about the Storm. We've also got Cunningham's comedy clip and a whole lot more coming up.
We know choosing a college can be hard, but Central Community College is here to help make that decision a little easier. Join Central Community College March 4th from 9 a.m. to noon on either their Columbus, Grand Island, or Hastings campuses for their campus visit days. Tour the campus of your choice, meet the faculty and staff, and learn what financial aid and scholarships are available to you. To register your visit online, go to cccneb.edu/visit. That's cccneb.edu/visit or call 1-877-222-0780.
Registration is now open at the Hastings YMCA for spring youth sports. This is a great way to get your child involved in some fun activity and team interaction. The spring youth sports season runs April through May with spring soccer, volleyball, and flag football. Parents who volunteer to coach get free registration for their kid to play. Maximum 2 children free per team. Contact the Hastings Y today for more information on coaching a team or for registering your youth for spring soccer, volleyball, or flag football. Find out more at hastingsymca.net.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete and Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
At Big O Tires, we give you two ways to save big on your next set of tires. For a limited time, when you buy 4 Big O brand tires, you'll get your choice. Either save $100 instantly or buy 4 Big O tires and get a free all-wheel alignment and a 5-quart oil change. It's up to you. Here at Big O Tires, we want to earn your business, giving you an instant $100 off or a free alignment and oil change. Tires service straight talk. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Who let the dogs out? Hoot, 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 hoot. Who let the dogs out?
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Unit, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. Hey, a lot of places say they're both a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. Their flame-broiled buffalo wings are cooked over an open flame with one of their homemade sauces, which you choose, and there's so many good ones, including the new mango habanero, seared onto the wing to give it that one-of-a-kind flavor. Of course, there's burgers, pizzas, steaks, appetizers. It's all right there for you at the Chicken Coop while you watch your favorite sporting events, from football to baseball to golf to hockey. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney. This comes from Thomas in Kearney, Damon. Does the guy who does the MIAA baseball schedules live in Hastings?
No, but he, well, I am not at a, I cannot discuss that at this point. I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
Okay, Tama. There you go.
In fear of being fined.
Well, yeah.
Is that how it goes? Is that how?
I don't know nothing about it.
Is that the proper saying? Marshawn Lynch is just, you know,
yeah, you can
trademarked.
Say it. Yeah. Just here so I don't get fined. Well, the Tri-City Storm with the rare 1-1-1, they got a hashtag in all of them over the weekend. Jim Holton, head coach, Jared Shaffron, voice of the Storm, with us in studio. It's just fun having you guys in. Just continuing to play pretty darn good hockey. I know you would have liked to swept Lincoln. And I that talk about the trip to Sioux City. We talked about it before, how tough this would be on the road, slide back home, and then head up to Sioux City. Maybe one of you can explain to me why you didn't play Lincoln here Friday and then hit the road. But both instances, if you want to touch on the actual hockey and the first quirk in this year's schedule.
Well, I'm going to mimic Coach. We can't comment. I'm only here so we don't get fined, because I don't think there's a good scheduler in sports, but that's just me. You know what? Because when you talk to the guys in Sioux City, they got home at 3 in the morning because they'd been in Waterloo and Cedar Rapids, so not good scheduling anywhere around it, because if I'm them, I want the home ice advantage. Now, yeah, they ended up getting the win, but for us, you got to deal with it. We can't make excuses. If we start offering excuses to our athletes, they're going to take them any day of the week. So as coaches, we do our grumbling in the summer when the schedule comes out and ask for the changes. But once it's etched in stone, you know what? It is what it is. Let's move on and do what we have to win a game.
Can you tell on Sunday? I mean, you're home. You're playing a night game. You can tell the fans what time everybody finally can call it a night. And, I mean, you're up in the morning, you try to get them the right nutrition, and you got a 5-hour bus trip north, and you're facing off 3:05.
Well, I think the fact that we were down 2-0 2 minutes in indicated that we had a little bit of it. But again, it's an excuse, and mentally you have to get over that, because that might happen to us in a playoff series, and we can't say, oh, well, we're going to lose this game because of the schedule. You know what? That's the easy way out. And again, it's an old expression, but it is what it is. You have to learn to fight through adversity in sports, and it turned out to be a really good hockey game. And again, I talked to their coach after, and I think both of us within fearing that it was going to be a little bit of a Sunday sleeper. It wasn't as good a hockey game in terms of skill level as it was the week before. That's where the fatigue came through. The level of competition was there. It just wasn't as pretty, I guess, to watch. But it ended up being a good game in terms of territorial battle, and unfortunately we lost by a goal. But excited to get them back on home ice for two this weekend.
Were you in a bad mood Sunday?
Yeah, as coach knows, rarely are we in a good mood during the season. Even when you win, it's more of a relief because you expect to win every game, and then your mind immediately starts flipping to the next game, so you rarely can you enjoy it, but you do carry the losses a little bit harder.
Are you one of those coaches? Because for me, I hate losing more than I actually enjoy winning. Do you find yourself to be the same?
Absolutely. I'm the same way. And again, the win is more the relief or the expectation. Like, well, we're supposed to win. Well, yeah. So why are we getting so excited about it? But you get, pardon my French, but you get pissed right off when the loss. Like, it angers you more, and you're cutting the tape a lot more. Sometimes after the win, it's easier to watch the videotape. But boy, those losses, I mean, you're reliving every mistake, every moment twice.
Well, as I was driving back on Sunday, I'm listening to Jared catching up on the score there because, well, who wouldn't want to listen to Jared do the Storm hockey game on the Breeze 94.5? But it just envisioned the way he described it. I was thinking of the old Saturday morning cartoon where, you know, whatever, Bugs Bunny, and they put out the long, long cane and they yank him off the stage, because you did that in the first period, and you haven't had to do much of that this year.
No, you know what? We've been very, very fortunate that we haven't had a combination, either poor goaltending or bad starts. And I'm not sure that it was bad goaltending. I think it was more just indicative. Sometimes you have limited bullets in your gun as a coach, and we needed a wake-up call, or else it was going to be a really, really long day for us. And in hockey in particular, one thing you do have is a goalie change to wake it up, and sometimes the starting goalie is a bit of a mercenary. And I think Rutledge is a veteran, has been around long enough to understand that it was a momentum switch as opposed to a performance switch.
Now, and Jim Holton, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, chatting with him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now that we're seeing Sioux City and we're going to see him again, but you've got a couple looks at him. Talk about the type of team they are and what we're going to be seeing this weekend, where you guys match up, you think, where there's some differences, where that might give you an advantage. So overall scouting report now that you've been able to see him.
Yeah, very, very quick. One of the quicker teams in our conference. in terms of their foot speed, especially up front. Very, very active in terms of they play a bit more of a pressure game than some of the teams here. But that being said, very structured away from the puck defensively. Their reads and the situations, obviously, when to attack versus when to defend, are very good, very honed in, very schooled. We've had two terrific games with them. We've had four games all year, all of them basically decided by a goal. We beat them 3-1 here with an empty netter. We lost the first game up there 7-5 with an empty netter. We beat them in a shootout, and then we lost by a goal on Sunday. So not much pick or choose. It looks like both teams kind of have the same value systems in terms of thinking defense and team defense. So really, I think it comes down to some puck luck and some special teams and goaltending. And again, that's a broad statement for a lot of games, but there really isn't much difference between the two clubs. So it comes down to when we're both on, you know, some nights the shots go in, some nights they miss by a quarter inch. We had a shot at an empty net with 3 minutes to go and just blew it wide. That come down to the difference in the game, in my opinion.
And Damon, I think you have found yourself in this position because I want to address this with Coach, but if you're not pulling away, if you're not number one and have distanced yourself from the crowd, you're trying to stay in the playoff race, get a good position. You've been in that position where you're trying to move up the ladder. But when you're playing number one, how do you – you want to win them all, as you said, but you want to stay in position. So how do you not overemphasize going after number one? I mean, both of you guys have been in that position.
For us, it's just staying kind of in your process and just in your preparation and not trying – you know, we never try to bring up one game more important than the other.
Yeah, but the players know.
Oh, yeah.
Number two and they're number one and you take the series over the weekend, come on.
Oh, without a doubt. That's totally – but I think from a coaching standpoint, you try to downplay and you know, you can't control what your guys are thinking. They spend their time on the internet and they look at it all and everything else. But as a coach, I think we just try to bring them back down to reality and like Coach was saying, change the momentum any which way you possibly can to get them back to task at hand type of things.
So with that said, Jimmy, they know if they got two this weekend, all of a sudden we got a new race here in the West.
Absolutely, it isn't. But Coach is right. I think it's obvious out there, so we don't need to bring that up, and we need to kind of take a little bit of the pressure off them. What we try to do is we're excited because there's instant motivation and there's extra energy. That's what the hype provides. But Coach used the right word, and we use it all the time, process. And I think it's coach speak, but every coach in the world understands that there's a process and an involvement to win and lose games, which remains the same no matter who you're playing. So we talk a lot about that. Like, let's stick to our identity is a common phrase in our room, and then just simple little reminders. Use the energy positively. Sometimes our athletes get so overhyped, it's like the pitcher that tries to throw 150 miles an hour instead of it. No, just keep your same rhythm, your same routine. It's the same thing with hockey players. If we get too hyped up and energized, we start running around, and all of a sudden we're out of our position, and they counteract, and we're in trouble. So it's more that process to stick to who we are, stick to that identity, and enjoy the process and have fun with it with the energy.
It's been a while since you've had a big series at home. I mean, since that 5 or 6 on the road, it's back and forth. But can you sense, I know the crowds are getting bigger, and that's even without some of the cool Lego Night promotions and Harry Potter this weekend and all that kind of stuff. But can you sense the crowd's growing, getting energy off that? Is that starting to happen more and more?
It is. Our last two in particular, both over 3,000. Another one was sold out. But kind of once we got the crowd into it with a goal, especially the other night against Lincoln, we came out very, very flat. Didn't have a shot in the first 15 minutes. Very uncustomary for us. So we didn't give a reason for the crowd to help us. But the minute we scored a goal, the energy in the building went through the roof, and our team took off. So, yes, you can start to see the correlation between the two. And it's again, I like the fact that both our crowd and now our athletes are expecting win. They're expecting good results. Not hoping anymore. We're expecting, and that's a big step forward for us.
Well, Jared Schaffern's with us. Let's slide the mic over to him, and then we're going to talk about the trade, so you can process that as well. But, Jared, what's going on this weekend at home with the Storm besides bringing in the number one team?
Well, the Storm are now 16-2-3 at home this season, which is a pretty good record. So if you haven't caught on yet, there's hockey to watch. Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on, but the team's won 8 straight in a row at home. So it's been pretty awesome at the Viero Event Center the last couple weeks. On Friday night, Free Kids Friday. It's a big reason why we had the sellout on Lego night. Yeah, it was Lego night, but Free Kids Friday, people are starting to realize that's a pretty good deal. You can get a free kids ticket with a purchase of an adult ticket, and that's what we're going to have on Friday. Saturday night is Harry Potter night, and I'm kind of in that Harry Potter generation, so I was kind of the mastermind behind that one. And, you know, if you're in that Harry Potter generation, people are excited about it. There's going to be a costume contest. We've got some butter beer, which is the drink that they drink at the school there. And we have both alcoholic and non-alcoholic versions of the drink. And with your purchase of a butterbeer, you can get a pair of Harry Potter glasses as well. So it should be pretty fun.
Are you going to be dressed up?
No.
Come on, man. Why?
I don't know. I'm nerdy in the fact that I know all of it, but not in the fact that I own the clothes to dress up in.
I think this what would be classy, because Harry Potter is a wizard.
Yeah, he is.
Now, I'm just very general knowledge on this. Uh-huh. Couldn't name two people in Harry Potter. I'm sorry. That's just not my deal. But what would be cool is if you just magically appeared and broadcast from like four or five different locations throughout the arena on Saturday night.
That would be fantastic. You have any ideas on how that might be accomplished?
Oh, no problem. Harry's a wizard.
Yeah.
Wires and sliding things and, you know, bungee rope, bungee coat. We can come up with something, can't we, Damon? I mean, you're everywhere.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I just know that it's a character. That's all I know.
So what's Bubba into then? What's the new thing?
Right now, it's the fantasy baseball magazine.
I'm going to slap you.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's kind of him and level one reading books.
Get away from me.
Sorry.
Get away from me. Let's slide it back over to Coach. Coach, let's talk about smart guys. We haven't really brought this up in quite a while. And I guess I say when the team wasn't doing so well, we were doing some good things about moving kids on to college, getting them scholarships, which is still one of the bases of the USHL. How are we doing in that aspect right now?
Well, very good. I mean, early in the year, Garrett Gamaz, who Garrett kind of defined as responding to adversity. Originally, when he came to the Storm, he was a commit to Colorado College, went through the tough decommit process, but then fortunately got a full ride at Providence earlier this year. So a good success story there. Jalen Schultz, another veteran who's been around, signed with the University of Nebraska-Omaha. Great for him, a Minnesota kid, but who had played midget in Omaha, also a little bit of lineage, had an uncle, I think, that played there as well, and it will be a great fit for Coach Blaze there. We have a couple more that are getting a lot of interest. We only have a few guys in the roster that don't have anything, which is nice, and the ones that don't are getting a lot of interest here as the team continues to have some success.
And let's talk about this trade, forward in, defenseman out, some draft picks, some players to be named later. You bring in from Green Bay, Christopher Brown. Thoughts behind this trade?
Well, excited, and something we've been pursuing for the better part of probably 7 weeks. We've identified all season we thought we needed another centerman, a guy that could play to our identity but maybe be a frontline guy. He's the leading scorer off Green Bay, a team that's struggled. Green Bay's in a position similar to what we were last year. So Chris comes in. We want to talk about lineage. He's got it. His dad is a 15-year NHL veteran, won two Stanley Cups in Detroit. He's grown up around the game. He's heading to Boston College. He has a brother that played at Boston College. Dad and uncle played at Boston College. This kid literally has been born into the game. All reports is that he also fits our identity. That's our one concern whenever you're making these additions, is we can't go out and overnight become a different style of team. So it had to be the right fit there. But all of our reports, both when we watched with our own eyes and then from NHL guys, this is a kid that can play equally adept offense, defense, real character kid. The same common phrases kept coming back on him. We did a lot of homework to make sure that we're not disrupting what we already have going. So very, very excited. Sad to see a young quality defenseman in Gordy Meyer go, but that's the price of trying to be a competitive team and take a run at a championship.
And this, obviously, he comes in, he drops in your first line Friday night. Is that the way this will work? How does that change your lineup?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's a new problem the coaches have. You go from wanting talent, because you have to have talent to win. And then when you get talent, it kind of switches over to managing your egos and your talent. And, you know, we've done a good job of that this year. We don't have the frontline leading scorers. And we've talked a lot about that our collective strength is our identity as a group, not individually. And that's difficult, because you have to it's an individual stats game. And then we see it. We see it posted on the internet. We see it everywhere at the end of the game. There's first stars. There's, you know, goals and assists. So it's a precarious balance to make sure that the guys are buying in. And further to Coach earlier, but the process and a lot of that is. So we talk a lot, and it's a nice challenge for us as coaches, because the pendulum swung a little bit. This time of the year, it's not as much about X's and O's. Now it's about managing ice time, managing some people. So long rambling answer to your question, but I think he'll be on the first line. Sorry.
Well, and we talked today, it's the 35th anniversary of the U.S. gold medal in the 80 Olympics. So your favorite Olympic hockey moment besides, I mean, because I'm guessing it's a little different.
Well, no, it's I might get shot for saying this, but it's probably the only time I've ever cheered for America in hockey.
Yes, from the Canadian standpoint, folks, remember that.
But you know what? That's how big an impact it had on it. I can probably name 90% of that roster. I was 11 years old. And to this day, I mean, I listened live to Al Michaels or tape delay or whatever it was, but Do You Believe in Miracles? It still gives me shivers thinking about it. And for Canadian kids who thought that we owned the game just by virtue of where we were born, to see a group of college kids, it's an incredible story, even to this day, 35 years later. I think it kind of grows with the lore because I don't think it ever happened again, that magnitude, and especially given the political climate. It's an incredible story. Like, you would think that was a Hollywood made. It's been made into a movie, as it should have been, but an incredible story, and it spans generations. My kids, who are 7 and 10, sat mesmerized by that movie and have watched it multiple times. And I have to tell them, like, this is a true story. This really happened. Like, that's how hard it is to believe. So it's incredible. I've loved reading a lot of the articles here on the 35th.
It's fun time, and it's always good to reminisce when we get old. Jared, how old were you then?
Yeah, I wasn't around back then.
Storm Hockey, home this weekend with Sioux City, Friday night 7:30 and Saturday at 7:05. Catch it on the Breeze 94.5. Take the headsets, listen to Jared while you're there. If for some reason you can't be there, be sure to tune in to the Breeze. Coach Holton and Jared, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. You got something?
No, nope. Good luck, guys. Some. Keep going.
Coach,
you look like you had some.
No, I mean,
see, they get to play at home this weekend. It doesn't matter how cold it is.
No, I
was.
Yeah, we should toughen up. We should definitely.
David's going to get tough on me here in about 5 seconds. We're going to take a break. Our Cunningham's comedy clip and more on the Doug and Daddy Show next.
Last year, Kearney Little League won their fifth consecutive Nebraska State Championship, and over 500 area boys and girls played baseball in Kearney Little League. Get your players signed up now for the 2015 season. There's an evening program for ages 8 to 15 and a daytime program run by UNK Baseball for 6 and 7-year-olds. Thank you again to our 2014 sponsors. Sign up at KearneyLittleLeague.org or at the Harmon Park Activity Center on Monday, March 2nd from 6 till 9.
Play ball!
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion, so your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner, guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Holden, you haven't moved in hours.
I know. I need to exercise, but I don't have the motivation.
It's not like you have to run 10 miles or do 1,000 push-ups. All it takes is some physical activity. A short walk, a bike ride, or some disc golf.
That's it?
Just 30 minutes a day will add years to your life.
Wow. I can find that much time every day to be active. It might even be kind of fun.
For more information and helpful resources, check out ActivateBuffaloCounty.com, powered by Buffalo County Community Partners and Safe Routes to School.
The 30th annual Vital Signs Health Fair is March 28th and 29th at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Register now at marylanning.org. On the top row, find the red star in the words Health Fair. Click there and complete the registration form. For those without computer access, contact Butler Vollen Funeral Home for registration help, weekdays 1 to 5 p.m. Either way, your packet will be waiting for you when you arrive at the health fair. Pre-registration is open now through 5 p.m. March 25th at marylanning.org or with help from Butler Vollen.
Look at Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You just told me a whole bunch of stuff during the break I didn't know.
Yeah, Tahlequah, Oklahoma. That's where northeastern Oklahoma State is, and that's where Carrie Underwood went to college.
Cool. And yeah. I asked you if there's any pictures or billboards or...
Yeah, they got the old, you know, the
home
old...
Carrie Underwood.
The home of, you know, Carrie Underwood and all that. And
is there a picture or does it just say that? Here's the deal.
I don't
Take
know if there's
photo
a photo
of it on your phone.
I will. I don't know if there's a photo or not. I don't know if there's a picture
there
of her.
Should be a photo.
Well, this weekend in Oklahoma City, we were on Shannon Miller Boulevard.
Gymnast.
Olympic gymnast. Oh. Yeah.
Hmm. And then more? You said Carrie Underwood's, you played against her college boyfriend?
Yeah.
The team did.
Yeah, the team did. This was, you know, back when she was before American Idol, or she was just on American Idol or something along those lines. You never know. Those guys could have just been telling whatever. You know, when the guys get around the batting cage, you just...
Say whatever.
You know, the whole discussion started with asking the hockey coaches what they do on the road, and then they ask us what we do on the road, and basically going on the road is...
I'm in Dubuque, you're in Tahlequah.
Yeah. There's a... I don't even know how you say it. There's like an ebb and flow to the road travel, and, you know, people always ask, you know, what do you guys do? I don't know what we play cards, we play video games. It's crazy how it's changed, because it used to be a Walkman, and now it's all phones and iPads, and every room that you walk into has a gaming system of some sort, and so it's kind of just crazy how it's all kind of changed, and
we're such a tough country anyway.
Yeah, so...
But and then, of course, Coach Holton said, yeah, she ended up marrying a hockey player.
Yeah, like I said, baseball players, you know, they're not very tough when it comes to, in comparatively terms of things, when it comes to, you know, hockey players, wrestlers, of the like. Let's face it, baseball's not exactly a, you know, close contact sport. You know, you're just hurling projectiles at each other.
Let's do our Cunningham's comedy contest. The winner will receive two tickets to the early show Thursday night at Cunningham's. This week it's the Saucy Cabaret Review. Looks like a fun group. We've had a lot of one-man stand-ups. This is going to be a Saucy Cabaret Review, and it plays early and late, 7:30 and 10:30. These are to the early show. Come in, enjoy a meal starting at 6 o'clock, and the show will begin at 7:30. What we're going to do is play a comedy cut, and what you have to do is let us know who it is or what TV show or movie it is from. We'll play it again tomorrow, and then we will draw out after the show at random a winner, and all you have to do is listen to the cut, and then email the Dent Popper inbox, comment on our Facebook page, or you can call the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line. Leave your name, your phone number, and your answer. That way we can contact you if you're the winner. And the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line is 308-646-0506. Have some fun, you and the girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, kids, college friends, whatever the case may be. Cunningham's Comedy Contest line, 308-646-0506. Here is this week's comedy clip.
As William Blake wrote, the cutworm forgives the plow.
But let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders, who said, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
He said, go to do with this.
I got a message for all of them, right? Shake and bake.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is that, a catchphrase or is that epilepsy?
There is this week's comedy clip. Name the actor that's in it. Name the movie or TV show that it's from. Email the Dent Popper inbox, comment on our Facebook page, or call the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line, 308-646-0506. A pair of tickets for the Saucy Cabaret Review this Thursday night up for grabs. So you can see Sean Callahan Wednesday and the Saucy Cabaret Review on Thursday. Got basketball tonight, but Damon, anything on your plate? I'd like to give you at least 14 seconds to, you know, cover anything that you have on your mind while you're out.
I actually don't have any big rants or gripes in the world right now. Spring training started, which is awesome. I know no one else really cares about that unless you're within the baseball world and baseball community type of thing. But no.
Just overblown.
Just I hate watching spring training because it's sunny and 70, and it's 26 degrees right now.
Again, Jabba Chamberlain, he's shaved the beard. He's ready to go back to work for Detroit. Chamberlain passed his physical. The 29-year-old will make $1 million base plus the same appearance-based incentives he had last season, which can earn him another $500,000, according to the story on Tigers.com. Last year, 3.57 ERA for Jabba. Seemed to stay with him, ready to go, and Chamberlain turned down more lucrative offers from other clubs, including, according to the boss, Dave Dombrowski. So he wants to stay in Detroit, and as we said, you said flying the hubs, Kansas City, Chicago, having easy access to those was very important.
Hugely important.
Didn't want to end up in a Seattle, a Tampa, a
Los Angeles, the Dodgers. I mean, Dodgers were very much hot and heavy in it, them and the Diamondbacks, I believe. And I think that when you probably looked at the connection flights and having to get from Lincoln to Denver and then Denver to those cities for him as well as Carter, I think just kind of for his son, I think, you know, he's the ultimate family guy. He truly is. And I think that's what was really big on the decision of staying in the American League Central.
The Nebraska men, I want to get your thoughts on this. Tim Miles is kind of gone national because it's a little outrageous locking the team out of their locker.
Is the thing I haven't gotten with and understood is it about him as the coach or is it about the players? That's what I haven't figured out yet with Nebraska basketball. He seems to be the. I understand that there's this new media savvy, and they want to have all this contact with the coaches. But who sells their guys out like that? I don't care how bad you play. You want to lock them out of the locker room? Fine, lock them out of the locker room. But you don't need to go to the press and everything else. So, I think it's just another one of those situations to where it shows that he was at smaller schools beforehand, because now he's in the Big Ten, and you don't see. Let's face it, you don't see Krzyzewski and all these other guys after a bad night selling their guy. I mean, you know, I just didn't like it. I don't like it at all. I didn't, you know, since you asked me, I just don't think that you sell your guy. Everybody knew they played horrible. Everybody know that's not the energy level that you expect. You want to take away all that stuff, then take it away. But you don't need to tell the media. You don't need to send out, tweet the pictures of the garbage bags, because now it looks like, look at me, bang my chest. You're not sending anything to an 18, 19-year-old kid right now. I mean, why bring more notoriety to yourself when your team's not playing well? You know, I'm a bigger close ranks type of guy. You know, let's get this all figured out together type of thing. So I thought that was a bad play.
Well, we'll find out when they go to Ohio State coming up on Thursday night. The women are home tonight against Minnesota, 8 o'clock, ESPN 1550, and the Big Ten Network. UNK's Connor Baronic, amazing, the fourth time that he is the MIAA Men's Basketball Player of the Week. And, as we said, I didn't know we had a Jack Nicholson on campus, but he is the MIAA Men's Tennis Player of the Week, and his name is Jack Nicholson. So there you go. A couple of other sports notes as we run through things here. Here's your basketball schedule for tonight here on ESPN. The A7 girls semifinal, Kearney High, Lincoln North Star. It'll tip off at 7 o'clock. Also, the Classic Hits 98.9 will have action from Lexington as we bring you Gothenburg Minden at 5, Kearney Catholic Cozad at 7. The Breeze 94.5 will be over at Wood River for D2 action tonight, starting with Wilcox Hildreth Silver Lake at 6, Giltner Heartland Lutheran at 7:45, and on 12:30 KHAS, these games from Minden, it'll be St. Cecilia Boys and Superior at 6, Donovan Trumbull and Sandy Creek at 7:30. Also this morning, the brackets were released for A and B district basketball. Kearney High will indeed travel to Omaha Central this Saturday. 5:30 is the tip-off here on ESPN Radio. Creighton Prep and Omaha Northwest are on the other side for Grand Island. Their first game is Monday, March 2nd at Omaha Burke, scheduled for 6 o'clock. The B5 district at Grand Island Senior High gets underway on Saturday. Hastings will play Holdridge. Northwest will play Lexington. Adams Central and Aurora, the top two seeds, will receive byes. Nebraska's Ryan Bolt is the Big Ten Baseball Player of the Week. And a early reminder that the organizational meeting for Kearney American Legion Baseball is next Monday. This is for all boys grades 9 through 12 and their parents interested in playing Legion Baseball for Runza, Little Caesars, Post 52, or Five Points. It's next Monday, 6:30 in the math area at Kearney High School. Time now to take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday how effective the NFL draft combine is in showcasing talent. 64% are already kind of turned off. They didn't like it. 36% says it's very effective. Today, we ask you if the women's Division I basketball tournament field should be expanded. Men, they don't like it. Should the women? It seems like there's more parity. The top is so top-heavy, but there's more parity after that. Should the women's basketball field be expanded? Vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. They seem to have a little extra week lull in there before they play, so I guess you could expand it. Play more games. I don't know that people pay as much attention to the women's NIT as they do the men's.
I don't know.
You're not even sure it's out there, are you?
No. I mean, until someone beats Connecticut, I mean, you just don't pay much attention to it.
This comes from Doug in Kearney. He says, I've never, ever heard Damon talk down about his guys, but it has been 2 months of basketball, they don't deserve all the goodies. So that's the thing. When we're talking about the locker room, it's not like here's a bench, here's a locker, here's a shower. It's here's the television, here's the pool table, here's the leather chairs, here's the iPods you can put in and listen to your own individual music in the showers. This is what facility upgrades have been over the last decade to cater to recruits to get them in. Hey, you know what?
Hey, you just got
to shower
out of
at Nebraska and listen to Jay-Z. Or I can go to Kansas State and run over a coach and there's no music to listen to.
But you can also now have this backfire on the recruiting trail because now it turns into, well, now this guy's going to, every time this guy's going to just take, he sells me on that this is what I get to help me prepare for games. And now I just get it taken away because we have a bad start to a game and he's frustrated. So, I just don't think you go public with it. Fine, take it away, change the codes. Coaches, we all try to do something to jumpstart your guys and get them going. I just think that the fact that he went so public with it and then the Huskers are out tweeting pictures of all their stuff in garbage bags hanging outside the locker, I just think it's a little much when you're still trying to, let's face it, build some continuity and build up a basketball program.
Want to go to an NBA exhibition game?
No.
Well, okay. Well, the Mavs and the Bulls will play in Lincoln this fall. Pinnacle Bank Arena announced that the teams will square off Friday, October 23rd. Oh, thank you, Football Friday Night. That's at 7 o'clock. Tickets range from $18, and you can guess where those are at, to $203, and you can guess where those are at. They go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m., but that means Doug McDermott will be back home. Derrick Rose, Pau Gasol, Dirk Nowitzki, Tyson Chandler. They'll all be in the building, and that is coming up on October the 23rd. If you want to get there, maybe you want to do that in your new Midway or pre-owned Midway vehicle. The Midway Auto Dealerships are located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram now has 2.9% APR for 84 months, plus a $500 additional rebate when you finance many of the new models through Chrysler Capital. The 2015 Dodge Dart, the 2014 and 2015 Ram 1500 are just a few of the qualifying models that you can check out today at the Midway Auto Dealership. ThinkMidway.com or visit them on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Think Midway. It's a better way. That's all I got. It's all I got.
It's all we got.
It's all I got. You guys are leaving Friday?
Yes, sir. Right. Warmer days ahead.
And how many games are you hoping to get in?
4.
How many do you think you'll get in?
I don't know. We really need the weather to change. We need it to either come in early so we can play Sunday, Monday, or we need to hold out a day so we can play Saturday, Sunday. So,
what's the window? Because you got a window, right?
Yeah, since we don't leave till Friday, then we have Saturday through Monday.
Okay. Well, good luck, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Games in, get some wins.
Yeah.
It's always great seeing you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We just got to keep playing.
You seem right on it today.
I am.
Have you had meetings up there today or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you have been focused. It's Focus Tuesday.
Focus Tuesday in Loper Baseball. So. Hey,
we want to thank our guests as well today, Jim Holton, head coach and voice of the Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin, for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Go out and check out some hockey this weekend. Sean Callahan from Husker Online for joining us at the Lark in Hastings tonight. Cunningham's Wednesday night in Kearney. Bandits Grand Island on Thursday. Tomorrow, we'll talk Loper Basketball with head coach Kevin Lofton. Talk a little track as
you've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
Ahead of the MIAAs with Brady Bonzel and a whole lot more on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show.